guys, welcome to season 2, episode 1 of the Where Do I Begin podcast. Happy New Year. Yes, I know it's February, but since you have not heard my voice in 2022, it's only right I start this off by wishing everyone a Happy New Year. I also actually wanted to say a big welcome to all the new listeners and followers. I see you guys. I'm so grateful you're following, and the Where Do I Begin hub is actually growing. And I'm also glad you're finding the content, very useful. It just makes, doing this podcast very fulfilling, and it's such a joy for me to come on here and discuss all things investing and be able to help you guys. So yes, I'm really grateful for the opportunity and the platform to be able to do that. If you're new here, I am your host, Lola. My name is Lola. And for season 2, there are lots of exciting conversations on the way. And essentially, we're going to be dealing with, investing in economic news in real time as much as possible. In all the upcoming episodes, we're also going to be talking about NFTs, the future of technology as it relates to investing. We're also going to be studying the greats, actually. So I'm going to be talking to you guys about the greats, the godfathers, and maybe even the godmothers of investing, and just looking at some of the strategies that they've used and how that's made them successful, and if those are strategies that we can, employ or utilize whilst we're also on our investing journey. But for today's episode, we are going to be talking about inflation, because unless you live under a rock, coronavirus is outside, but so is inflation. But before we get into today's episode, you all know the drill. I have to first read out this disclaimer. All the information presented or spoken about on this podcast is for educational and general information use only. This is not investment or financial advice. Therefore, any information discussed should not be interpreted as personalized investment advice. Before making an investment decision, please do your own research, verify information for accuracy, and speak to a financial advisor. Please be aware that liability for any investment decisions made falls entirely on you. Any brands, companies, or investment platforms referenced during the duration of the podcast or future episodes are for educational purposes only. This podcast is not sponsored by any of the brands or companies mentioned. Any information or advice given by guests solely represents the opinion of the guests and is independent of the Where Do I Begin podcast. So I'm sure since the beginning of the year, all you've been hearing and probably experiencing, especially if you work in the city, is inflation. I saw a meme the other day on Instagram that basically said the cost of getting groceries now is pretty much the same as eating out. So we might as well eat out. Hashtag soft life. For those who don't know what soft life means, essentially it's just a slang that describes a life of convenience, ease, luxury. Who wouldn't want that? But the problem is it's difficult to have or live a soft life when essentially there's inflation outside. So that brings us to today's topic, which is inflation, because it does play a critical role as well when it comes to investing. And it would be good to know what areas or what type of stocks to invest in that could potentially be inflation proof and would essentially allow you to stretch your money a bit further. But as I like to do, we'll start from the beginning and define what inflation actually is. Some of you may know and some of you may not know. I'm an economist first before I actually go into the investing world. So my bachelor's was actually in economics. And so I'm going to give you the economic definition of what inflation is. And then I'm also going to explain it essentially in layman's terms. So inflation essentially is a decrease in the purchasing power of your money. So that could be your pound, your dollar. It's a decrease in the purchasing power that you have for your money. Or it can also be defined as a general increase in prices, or a sustained general increase in prices of goods and services. So essentially what it means is you get less for your money. So let's say you were able to purchase, I don't know, 5 items of £10 last year, 2021. This year, maybe you're only able to purchase 2 items of £10, essentially. That is basically what inflation is. Now, if you're aware, the Bank of England does have a target for inflation, and it's usually 2% plus minus 1%. I will talk about why that target is important. But for those that might be interested, inflation in the UK at the moment is about 5.5%, and in the US, roughly around 7% or so. Okay, so what causes inflation? Usually there are two types of inflation. So you have demand pull inflation and you also have cost push inflation. So demand pull inflation essentially is caused by a cut in interest rates, for example, increased money supply as we saw during the pandemic, with the government stimulus, and also higher wages. And then for cost push inflation, this can also be caused by higher wages, devaluation, increase in costs of goods and services, or things like increase in energy prices, increase in VAT, and then I guess expectations that there would be inflation, so some level of speculation there as well. So that can lead to cost push inflation. So now going back to what I was talking about earlier as to why the Bank of England essentially have a 2% target for inflation. The reason for this is because inflation has various costs attached to it. So two of the big reasons why the target is very important is because inflation causes uncertainty. So essentially, when there's inflation, firms are a bit more reluctant to invest because they're uncertain about future prices. So low inflation is actually good because it creates more stability in the economy and increases investors' confidence to invest. The other reason why this target of 2% is also very important is because it can make a country less competitive. So let's take the UK for example. If the UK inflation target or the inflation the current rate of inflation is higher in the UK than in other countries, then essentially the countries that the UK does business with, so people that purchase things from the UK, would see the UK as less competitive because they'll be getting less for their money. So what that means is the exports of the UK become less competitive, leading to lower exports, leading to depreciation in the exchange rate, which all ends up now contributing to the GDP growth, which is economic growth. So it actually affects the economy as a whole. It's almost like a chain reaction. So that's the reason why the government has to have a target of 2%, so that if inflation is higher than 2%, then they can essentially start to employ different policies to sort of bring it down to a manageable level that wouldn't essentially impact the economy in an adverse manner. So that brings us to inflation, investing, how's that going to work? What does that mean essentially for you and me? So I thought the first thing to do would be to look at what the experts are currently saying about inflation this year. Okay, so the stock market did well last year due to low interest rates, the government stimulus, as I mentioned earlier, and also a huge rebound in earnings. This year, however, because of inflation, the central banks obviously are essentially looking to potentially increase interest rates as a way to sort of tackle inflation. So for 2022, if the stock market is going to do well, essentially it's going to need different drivers. It can't be a continuous increase in government stimulus. I think in a lot of countries around the world that has either been stopped or it's been reduced. So they're going to need to be other factors essentially to drive growth in the stock market this year. And something that's also very important to note is that in recent years the stock market is actually becoming defined by about five or six large companies. So we're talking about the Apples, the Microsoft, Alphabet, which is the parent company for Google. You have Amazon, we have Meta, which was previously known as Facebook, and then we also have Tesla. And today, all those six companies combined essentially account for nearly 25% of the S&P 500. The Nasdaq index as well is also similarly top heavy, with its six largest holding representing more than 40% of the index. So, if anyone is wondering where they might want to, put their money or invest, or what companies they might want to invest in. Those are some companies you can have a look at. Again, this is not investment advice. Do your due diligence, but I'm just presenting the information to you, and then you can essentially take it from there. Something else that's important to note actually is that a Goldman Sachs study found that most of the stock market gains since April 2021 actually came at the hands of just five major tech stocks. So those are Apple, Microsoft, Nvidia, I hope I'm saying that correctly, Alphabet, and essentially Tesla. Analysts seem to believe that investors essentially turned to the safety of huge and profitable stocks to withstand, the multiple and unpredictable risks that have been hitting the market. Some of these tech stocks are also known as growth stocks. Again, if you want to know more about what growth stocks are, please do check out season one. I spoke about, what they are essentially. But for 2022, analysts are essentially, well, some analysts anyway, believe that although these companies, so the Microsoft, the Apple, and the Tesla, although they believe that these companies have dominated the market for a while, they actually think that that might change this year in 2022, and that maybe the areas that people could be looking to see growth in terms of their returns, or the areas where people can be looking to essentially gain excess returns from their investments, could actually be coming from stocks that have underperformed, or potentially value stocks. Again, I spoke on value stocks in season one, so please do check that out. So, in terms of earnings, sales, and margins for 2022, if indexes continue to climb, then the economy and the fundamentals of institutions would be big reasons why. The Omicron essentially has shown us that we've moved from the coronavirus being a pandemic to an endemic. In 2021, towards the end of 2021, we saw issues with shipping disruptions and supply chain troubles, and energy prices increasing, and that's even been going on till probably like the first half of this year. I mean, we've not completed the first half of this year, but you would have heard of increase in fuel prices and increase in the price of oil, in at the beginning of 2022, and all of these things are essentially contributing to inflation. A prediction that I've seen actually also points to the fact that the S&P 500 earnings are expected to grow by 9% in 2022, which is well above the 10-year average of 5%, but is much cooler than the 45% surge estimated for 2021. All the S&P sectors are also projected to increase in earnings, except finance, which is on track for a 8.9% drop in earnings per share, based on analysts' estimates. The industrial sector should also lead with about 45% surge in earnings, and the consumer discretionary sector could potentially see a growth of about 32% as well, whilst the energy sector, the earnings for that should jump by about 28%. So to give you more specific clues in terms of what works in higher inflation, or what stock should you be looking at during a period of inflation, it's important to note that stocks tend to perform badly when inflation is very high. But there are a few sectors that have historically performed better during periods of inflation. So I'm going to, talk to you about some of those sectors now. So, for example, the energy sector beats inflation 71% of the time and deliver an annual real return of about 9% per year on average. Also, the Equity Real Estate Investment Trust outperform inflation 67% of the time and post an average real return of about 4.7%. Equity REITs, so those are real estate investment trusts, can pass through price increases in rental and property prices, consumer staples, utilities, and health care perform or outperform rather to lesser degrees. But when it comes to like consumer staples, utilities, the energy sector, they're also the type of stocks that are known as defensive stocks because their earnings are usually stable regardless of what the economic regardless of what the economic cycle is, because those are areas that there will always be a demand because we need those areas essentially to survive. In financials, high inflation can actually hurt the banks because it erodes the present value of current loans that will be repaid in the future. Now, something you will notice as well is, when the news broke about inflation at the beginning of the year, investors, analysts, everybody was, putting out their predictions. Everybody was essentially driving themselves crazy, trying to, give economic forecasts, stock market forecasts, and any other information. But one of the things you can do that can help you is to actually look at the major indexes, because they tend to be a better guide of what's going on in the market. So if you're not sure, where to go, what to invest in, just sort of study the major indexes. And one of the indexes you can look at is the IBD's market outlook, or the IBD's market index. So that brings me to undervalued stocks, for 2022, or stocks essentially that may be inflation proof, if you want to take a look at this year, in terms of either expanding your portfolio, or if you're new to investing and you're looking, okay, what stocks can I buy in what sector or in what industry? I'm just going to throw a few ideas out. Again, you need to do your due diligence because I have not actually analyzed these companies in great detail. But based on what some of the analysts are saying, I essentially came up with a short list of companies and sectors you may want to have a look at, just as a starting point for you guys, and then you guys can do your due diligence, speak to your advisor, and then essentially take it from there. So before I get into the short list of stocks to look at for 2022, I wanted to read out this quote by the chief US market strategist Dave Sakira for Morningstar, and he basically said that although the market is broadly overvalued, we see upside opportunity for investors in the value category and small cap stocks, both of which should benefit from continued economic prosperity. So keep that in mind as I read out essentially this shortlist. So for the basic materials sector, you can look at Lithium, Americas, or any other companies that essentially, engage in the business of lithium, whether that's the disposing of it or converting it into something else. So that's something you can look at. In the communication services, you can look at AT&T, you can look at Pinterest, you can look at Viacom, or look at, the communication services of the UK or the US or whatever country you're in, and then essentially do a deeper analysis of the companies within that sector, and then decide, what you want to invest in. In the consumer cyclical sector, you can look at Nordstrom, or Polaris. In the consumer defensive sector, you can look at Kellogg, and you can look at Beyond Meat. So that's BYND. That's the ticker for that. In the energy sector, you can look at ExxonMobil. In the financial services sector, you can look at Citigroup, Berkshire Hathaway. In the healthcare sector, you can look at BioMarin Pharmaceutical. In the industrial sector, you can look at General Electric, Emerson Electric, and Delta Airlines, as well. In the real estate sector, you can look at Park Hotels and Resorts. And so Park Hotels and Resorts is obviously a hotel group. So essentially you can look into investing in other like hotels, but again, after doing your due diligence. In the technology sector, you can look at Salesforce, Tesla, if you see it as a tech company, as opposed to a car company. Tesla is another good one to look at. In the utility sector, you can look at, Edison International, as well. So that brings us to the end of today's podcast. I know it's a little bit shorter than what you guys are used to, But given the direction of season two, this season's episodes are probably going to be much shorter. We might have a few ones in between, especially the ones with guests, that may be a bit longer. But yeah, because of the nature of what we're going to be tackling in season two, it's not going to be as long as season one, essentially. But thank you for listening. Please do share, follow, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. If you have any questions about anything said in this episode or future episodes, please feel free to send a DM or a message on Instagram at where do I begin underscore pod. Feel free to drop an email as well at info.wheredoibeginpod@gmail.com. And for the NFT episode that's coming up soon, we're going to be having a special guest. I know some of you have already submitted your questions. So yeah, please feel free to keep sending your questions in so I can ask our guest, because he'd be more than happy to answer that for you. But yes, thank you again for supporting, and I hope today's episode was helpful. I tried to keep it simple and to the point, and yes, I wish you guys a productive week, and I will speak to you guys soon on episode two. Take care.